Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
More from Coach Miller here on a Tuesday as the Hoosiers get ready for Ohio State, the Buckeyes. Second place in the Big Ten. Indiana's gauntlet started on Sunday with first place Purdue. It's second place Ohio State today and third place Michigan State on Saturday.
You know, it's February. You're playing against the best teams in your conference. And, you know, the stage is big. And I thought, you know, we rose to the occasion in front of an amazing crowd at our disposal tonight, and guys really competed, played hard, and fought. And that's all you can ask for right now. I mean, as you get ready to go into another gauntlet, like we're going to go Sunday, Tuesday, Saturday, Monday, four games in about 8 days, you just really have little time to practice. So what you're relying on is film and energy and, you know, doing a better job of teaching, you know, through some days where you're not going to work a whole lot on the floor. But without question, I thought we played extremely hard. I think you're looking at a team that understands playing against this type of competition level, what you have to do. And I don't think anybody left the arena tonight and said those guys didn't bring it. I mean, I thought we played really, really hard today. So that's the positive. You know, the disappointing thing is it's about winning.
And Archie Miller's thin front court gets even thinner as Colin Hartman has been ruled out. Here's Coach Miller's thoughts on his senior forward.
An awkward landing in practice yesterday towards the end. Really wasn't a foul or anything, just an awkward landing on a catch. And I think more than anything, he got nervous. Going through the docs and the checkups and whatnot, you know, we'll leave it as a lower leg injury that's probably going to take him some time here. Hopefully not more than a couple weeks, but I suspect he'd probably be out moving in probably to this next couple games, especially being having to play in such short order with recovery time. So we got to be careful with him. But I do think he'll be back.
That's the silver lining there, that Colin Hartman will not miss the rest of the season. At least that was the thought after the Purdue game on Sunday. Hey, look, it's Tuesday. Indiana, Ohio State, 7 o'clock, ESPN2 tonight. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith. I'm Mike Glasgow.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
The Hoosiers fell short to Purdue on Sunday afternoon. Juwan Morgan had another big night, 24 points and 7 rebounds. He was joined by Robert Johnson on the score sheet with 21 and 6. But Indiana struggling to find consistency as January wraps up and the schedule heats up.
We've been riding it for 22 games, so we'll just keep trying to make them better. Keep trying to get guys to play at their best ball at the right time, which February is when you want to start to, you know, find guys in a rhythm. But no question, consistency and productivity, you know, from our guards, that's been something that when we've had it, we've been good. And, you know, obviously Rob answered the bell today. We didn't get much scoring from anyone else. You know, hopefully as the games continue to pound, we'll get some guys that can give us better minutes. But it's been an issue all year. It's just, you know, consistent play. You know what you're getting. And, you know, for the most part, we were pretty good in that area tonight. But we just got to find more guys playing their best at the right time of the year, like I said. And part of it is you got to learn from this, but you got to move on quick and got to get ready for Tuesday.
And senior Rob Johnson has been the most consistent of that backcourt bunch.
Rob's really ready to play. He's a great leader. Wants to do well, wants our team to do well. He's about all the right things. And I thought he set the tone very early on how aggressive he was going to be. He made big shots. He made tough shots for us throughout the game. His defense for 36 minutes was really, really good. I thought he really battled defensively. I mean, you know, to me, he's an Iron Man for us. So I think he's just a senior who's been doing things you know, the right way, and I think that he just wants to finish as strong as he can. And, you know, watching him today, I thought he did a great job. We'll need him, you know, as we keep coming to play big minutes down the stretch against some of these teams.
The Indiana gauntlet continues second place Ohio State tonight, 7 o'clock ESPN2, and then on Saturday, 8:15, third place Michigan State. There's a reason they call it the Big Ten. Pinch hitting for Joe Smith, I'm Mike Glasgow.